Welcome to Courtside. Lindsay here, and in this series of the official England Netball podcast, not only am I looking forward to the pinnacle of the netball calendar, the Netball World Cup in Cape Town, South Africa, at the end of July, I'm also taking you closer to the players than ever before, exploring the culture and the vibe that make the England Roses a force to be reckoned with on the world stage. Last time, I spoke to Chelsea Pitman about determination. And if you haven't had a chance to have a listen to that pod yet, I really suggest that you do, because she speaks so openly and honestly about the highs and lows of her career so far. She's also a trained police officer and told me which one of the Aussie Diamond players she'd put in jail to stop them going to the World Cup. It's brilliant. Do give it a listen. This time, though, I'm looking at another key part of the Roses culture, and that is friendship. And I've got two players here who are not only friends to the England squad, but they've also played a historic season together in the Netball Super League. Their team, London Pulse, finished top at the end of the regular season. They went on to the final and finished second. That is their best season to date. It's Fumi Fadoju and Halimat Adio. Ladies, welcome to the pod.
Heya.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming on. As I was just saying then, I spoke to Chelsea Pitman, your London Pulse teammate, in the last episode, and she said that you basically come as a three U girls. So you, Halle, Fumi, and Liv Sheen as well. Is that right?
Yeah, people say that.
Pretty accurate.
How long have you known each other?
I've known Liv since I was like 14 because of under 17's Pulse. But I've known Halle, I think, from first year of Super League. That's when I formally met her.
That would be, how long have you been at Pulse? Maybe 5 years? 4 or 5 years?
5 years? I think around 5 years.
I love that you don't know.
I've known Liv for a little bit longer.
It feels longer.
Well, you are this three, and we've watched you through the Super League this season. And as I said, you came top of the league in the standard season and then went through to that final. I mean, how did that feel? You're making netball history. Go on, Halle.
It was a different feeling. Like, you know, when you go into like a massive event and then you kind of want to pre-plan how you're going to react if something happens. So, you know, it was just great to be there. And the fact that we've never been there before, so it was a history-making moment, and also getting to do it with my teammates and my closest friends on the team makes it even 10 times better.
And Fumi, you were the league leader on deflections in the end with 144. Did that feel good?
Not too bad. Just glad to make my mark somewhere, and yeah, really happy with what our team did in the whole year.
Oh, it was so impressive to sort of watch the build through the season. But obviously now we're looking forward to the World Cup. I do have to ask you though, Halle, about your nails, because I saw them. Obviously we're doing this over the internet, but I saw your nails. Now we're all netball players. Yes, I play at a very different level to you ladies. But look at those nails. They are long. They're going to have to go.
Yeah, so basically, because I don't get to do my nails a lot, I like to get them done. Even if it's like for 3 days, I'll have them. I'll get them done, but then I'll get them like cut short in a really nice style. So I have them long for like the first 3 days. So I got them done on Saturday. So I'll have them till about Thursday morning, get them trimmed down before the flight. I've even got a little rose on it.
Oh, beautiful. You have.
Yeah. So yeah, they won't be there for South Africa, but they'll be nice.
Great. Well, now we've sorted that out, let's have a think about this word friendship and how important it is for the Roses. Could you, because you are such close friends, describe each other in three words? So if you could only use three words, I'm going to ask Halle to go first and describe Fumi. What would you say?
I would say humble, unintentionally funny, and sly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, excellent. Sly. Obviously, I want to pry into that. In what way?
Do you know what? Fivi's so like, she's so kind and so lovely. But you know, like when someone's just so cute, they can get away with so much. That is Fivi. She's probably one of the cutest netballers I've ever met, but I've been catching on to her little antics. I've been catching on to it for me.
Do you know what though? I think we see a bit of that antics on court where she just comes from nowhere. Like, where was she? And then suddenly she's there for the interception. It's very impressive. Fumi, I've let you go second and you've heard Halle's ones now. So, you know, it's payback time. What would you say? Although they were lovely words. They were lovely words.
I'll say assertive. Like, she will get her point across both on court and off court in a good way. She knows what she wants. I'll say energetic. I don't think you guys have seen her when you're in a room together. She would literally be bouncing off the walls. And I'll say sassy.
Oh, sassy. Now, I'm a big fan of the word sassy. I like that a lot. In what way is she sassy?
I think if you just watch her facial expressions, like everyone, she tells everyone that she can't control them. But on court, it's like, it's so funny to watch. Like, she's happy, you'll see it. If she's sad, you'll see it. She has attitude no matter where she goes. And I love it.
Excellent. Well, I feel we know you a little bit better already. And you've all got your first call up to a World Cup. How does that feel? And Fumi, I'll come to you first.
It's hard to believe still, in a way. Like, obviously, we've done a few competitions for England, but it's never been at this level before. Like, this isn't an actual World Cup, my first ever. And it's still just so hard to believe. I'm so excited, so nervous at the same time. Just really happy to just go out there and just show everyone what I can do and show what everyone England can do as a whole. And it's going to be hopefully amazing.
Where were you when you got your call from Jess?
I was actually at home getting ready to go out because... It's actually a funny story. So I broke my phone for a week. So I haven't basically had a lack of contacts. And I kind of forgot that was the day of selections.
Oh, amazing.
So Jess texted me saying, can I talk to you this morning? And I thought it was for one of our like catch-up sessions. Like that's going to be like an hour. So I was like, can we talk later?
That's hilarious.
Like, it's kind of important for me. And I was like, what about like at 2 p.m.?
I love that you told the England coach who was going to tell you you were going to your first ever World Cup to ring back later.
And she was like, Fumi, this is actually like, it's going to be really quick, but do you have time right now? And I was like, oh, right now, that's fine then. And so I literally had a FaceTime call with her. We were laughing and she was like, Fumi, you've been selected for the World Cup. And I was like, she just stood there in shock for a few minutes. Like, I just didn't expect it. Obviously, it's amazing news. My mom was watching one in the background, so she heard it as well. And she was probably screaming more than I was. And yeah, it was really good. It was nice feeling.
What an amazing story. And obviously, Hallie, you also got a call as well. But I should say that things are slightly different this World Cup, as all teams are now allowed their 12 squad players, but also three travelling reserves that come into the team if illness or injury strike. And I wonder how you found taking that call, because perhaps it's not the easiest position to be in.
Yeah, no, I was super excited. So obviously I just come back this season from injury. I don't know why, but I couldn't really sleep because it was such an important situation with the fact that actually we were finding out whether we'd been selected into the Roses full time. So my thing was whether I was going to get into Roses full time or Futures. But then getting the call from Jess being like, you've been selected as our travelling reserve for World Cup, I was just so grateful. I literally cried. I had to like put myself on mute and then cry a little bit and then go back on, because it's been...
Oh, that's lovely.
It's been such a journey. And the fact that I get to be part of this squad and also go out there and potentially also, you know, play, it's just a massive thing. And, you know, loads of people like to think like being a reserve is not as special, but it's such a special moment because like you get to have the experience there, you get to train with the best, you get to see like all the best netballers in the world all come into one platform and perform in. And yeah, it's just really exciting. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
That's so wonderful to hear. And I did want to ask you actually how you deal with those setbacks, because you are, as you say, you're coming back from an 18-month rehab into the 2023 season and you absolutely smashed it. But that must have required so much mental and physical resilience to do that.
Yeah. No, it did. I think like when I obviously had the operation, I wasn't really sure what was going to happen. I didn't know if I'd be returning back to sport, because you always have those little thoughts in your head, especially if it's a big injury. But I think like having people like Fumi and Olivia there with me all the time, even before from my first operation to my second, it just keeps everything ticking over. And like having a strong support system who's just with you every step of the way, it's really, really important. Like people take that for granted, but it's something that you can't, especially when you're going through a long-term injury.
I think that support and having people that understand that journey, as you say, is really key. And actually, England Netball have just launched an industry-leading education programme called Netball Her that looks at female health right across the whole of the game. It's netballher.co.uk if you want to go and have a look, because they've actually got a new section all about injury on there, looking at some of the common netball injuries and also ways to avoid injury, which I went down a bit of a wormhole because I was like, oh yeah, that's interesting that you know, these are the kind of injuries. And I was like, oh, I don't want to get injured. How do I stop that? Why do you think it's important to have more conversations around this?
Yeah, I think it's so important. Like, obviously, we play sport and there is a risk of getting injured, and that's what we've signed up for. But I think it's also important to, you know, just take precaution, like all the mini things that you, all the massive things you can do, like making sure you're doing your prehab, your rehab, your strength sessions. It all keeps you ticking over, especially with a sport that's growing like ours. The physicality is also improving. Like, it's a non-contact sport, but it's a contact sport as well. So you need to just make sure you're physically...
Oh, yeah.
You're physically prepared for it. As well, like, women, we're very different in the way that, like, men are with where, like, how we heal from our rehab. We're also more likely to get injured when we're on our period. So things like that are very important, especially as a young athlete coming up the ranks. You need to be able to understand this and be able to monitor things and just make sure you're taking care of your body.
Yeah, when I spoke to Chelsea Pittman, she actually said that you had someone that came in and talked to you about sports bras as well, and she wished she'd known that as a younger player, because it, you know, it makes a real difference for me.
Even when I was younger, I used to actually play in like a normal bra. Until I realised, oh, there's a thing called sports bras and stuff like that. So it's really nice to actually have someone come in and teach us about stuff like this. And even going to the sports bra fitting, I realised I was the wrong size. Be wearing the wrong size all this time. So it's like nice to actually have someone to teach you this stuff so you can actually just do better, I guess. And I guess it will help you with the sport as well. You have proper protection, proper support as well.
So, so important. And obviously you've got that new kit as well that's designed to sort of help you out on court. And I mentioned the young players there. Let's be honest. You guys are the young players coming into this England squad. And some of the big names that maybe we know already won't be playing, the likes of Joe Harton and Ebony Ezeoro-Brown. Is there pressure on you, or do you like the freedom of sort of knowing that kind of expectation isn't on your shoulders yet? Or is it on your shoulders, Fumi? What do you think?
It's a weird one, because I felt like the girls are so supportive that I kind of just got into the team, and I felt like, you know, I always belonged there. But at the same time, I realise it means I do have to do a lot more than I'm used to, basically. I've definitely realised that they train at a different intensity than I do. I have to like really push myself in order to catch up and just make sure I work on my basics as well. The pressure is there, but... they make it feel a lot better.
That's good. And I understand Joe Harton is actually going to be there as a support coach for the Roses, which is great. And Hallie, I'm going to ask you this question, because am I right in thinking that you started off as a goal shooter?
Yes, I did.
Obviously, now you're playing at the defensive end. But the likes of Joe being there, what difference will that make?
I think it will make a massive difference. Like, obviously, I'm not a shooter, but being in camp and meeting, for example, Jeeva Mentors, first time I've met her in like 4K. And I was just like, just the experience that she has and the knowledge that she has. And just having someone who's been in that situation just makes you feel a lot more, it makes you feel better. So I can imagine like the likes of Liv, who's a younger shooter coming up. Joe Harton's been there. She's also been a young shooter coming up the ranks in the England program. So she knows what it will feel like. And having Joe there to just give her the expertise and the extra finesse that she can have in her game will be just massively important for her.
And for both of you, for yourselves, who are your role models when it comes to netball? I heard a rumour about a poster, Fumi.
Yes, there is a poster. It's on, when I was younger, I got a poster of Jeeva Mentor. Like, she was my first idol, still is. Like, what am I, like, a role model for younger kids? She's a legend, let's be honest. Like, having her to be on our team and to, like, be there with us, to give us the experience, give us advice, it's just amazing. And she's such a wonderful person as well. So funny.
Did you go from having a poster of her to then sharing a room with her on tour?
Basically, yeah. I was actually so scared. I was like, oh my God, I'm sleeping next to Jeeva Mentor.
Were you creepy? When she was asleep, were you like, hello, Jeeva?
Hopefully not. I was actually gone before she was. But she literally, we had so, like, so many talks. She gave me so much advice. She actually helped me to even pick up my agent and stuff like that. She told me about how it is in Australia. She, like, it was literally the best time of my life. And there were some funny stories in there as well. But
can you tell us any of those, or are they all, you know,
I think they're
what goes on tour?
Maybe next year.
Okay, I'll come back to you. And Hallie, what about role models for you in the netball world?
Yeah, well, I'm a bit different because I didn't really know much about netball when I was coming up the ranks. Like, I just played it, but my older sister was the reason why I started playing it. Yeah, and I just always wanted to play on the same team as her. And then I had like Kadeen and Sasha, who played for a club that I had a little stint at when I was younger. And I'd always like just follow their journey through. And like, I just loved the way they played and their relationship as sisters. So then I was like, well, I want to have that same relationship with my sister on court. It's a shame that my sister doesn't play at a high level. But yeah, my sister's probably one of my netball role models because she still plays netball.
And that's lovely, isn't it? And we all need those people to bring us into the game. But I think, you know, you are now beginning to deal with those big moments. So you had to play in a Super League grand final this year. How do you cope with the big moments? What are your techniques? Do you want to start us off, Hallie?
So I would say, like, one thing I do that I always do, especially, like, I always do it before a match, but I pray. Like, I think it just, like, asking God just for that strength to be able to take part on court and also play my best netball, I think is what I try to, like, just be in the zone. So on important days, I try not to, or important matches, I try not to be too much because I feel like I'll take all that energy away where I need to put that energy on court. I try not to think too much about the situation or else I'll just overthink too much. But yeah, I try to have a nice calm to myself and just enjoy the moment as it goes along.
It's sort of like a meditation, that as well. It's just taking that time, isn't it, for you to sort of think through what you're grateful for and what's coming as well. What about you, Fumi?
I'm quite similar. So if you've seen our matches before, you see like we get into a little huddle before the match. We all pray together. That really just gives me a bit more strength, I guess, to go on court, knowing that, you know, we're protected and we're all in it together. And I think I watch so much video analysis. So before a match, I'm literally going to watch about half an hour worth of video analysis. I just kind of see what my opponents do. Even so, I might forget it when I get on court, but it makes me feel a bit more secure.
And how far in advance of the match do you watch that?
So I've literally been in changing rooms.
Wow.
So we, we have, I don't know how long we have in changing rooms, but it's a lot of time. So at the start, I might watch a few quarters of the other team and try and sneak in a bit of information. And after that, sometimes I might do a TikTok on the lucky days. So Hallie has joined me in one of them.
Yeah.
Amazing. I was going to say, do you have any rituals? And one is like extreme homework and the other is, yeah, we do a TikTok.
Literally. So both sides, yeah.
I shall look forward to that from the England camp. I've got no doubt at all that there'll be some good TikToks coming through. You had the most amazing season in 2022, didn't you? You pulled on the red dress for the first time against Uganda. And then you finished sixth in Netball Scoop's World's Best Netballer poll, Fumi. I mean, that's pretty amazing. It was alongside Joe Weston. Was that a surprise to you?
The biggest surprise of my life. I actually woke up that morning to Hallie. I think that Hallie and Liv was calling me. And I'm like, Fumi, did you see? Do you see? I'm like, see what? And they told me, so you haven't, you don't know. And I'm like, no, what? And they were like, they sent me the link and I saw it. I was like, oh my God. I think it was quite unexpected because, one, this is my first ever, like, proper international match. So I went to Australia for the Australian tour. And when I came back, it was a good tour, but I didn't expect to be so influential in my career, I guess. It was a big surprise, but really happy that people got to see me.
And if I'm right, are you 5'9"?
5'9", 5'10", give or take.
Netballers are so keen on this. You have to get it right. Okay, 5'9", 5'10". Let's say 5'10", shall we? You are, though, actually smaller than a lot of your counterparts, particularly when we look at world netball. If you look at Janelle Fowler, who plays for Jamaica, of course, she is 6'6". So how do you deal with that height discrepancy? Because, it is there.
It is there, yeah. When I was younger, I used to literally pray for a few more inches on. But sadly, I realised I'm probably not going to grow much more. But that was okay because I realised I can work on my strengths, which was just jumping, I guess. So I did a lot of plyometric work, did a lot of work in the gym. And I guess after some time, I realised, you know what, height doesn't really matter. As long as you give it your all and you just work hard and train hard, then you can find your way to work through those little... Yeah.
Well, do you know what? Although I've said that, it hasn't held you back at all, has it? I think you started in athletics. So that sort of vertical leap that you've got, because obviously you can't jump in, that does set you apart. And I think that's, you know, boosted you onto the world stage because there are these balls where you just think there's no chance and suddenly there you are.
And it's just hit with the best most of the time. just jump and see if I can get attached to it. Yeah, athletics has really helped me, I guess. When I was growing up, I did it more often than netball, actually, at the start. So doing such things like high jump and long jump and stuff like that gave me a bit of an advantage in the netball scenes.
And I guess this is a question for both of you, really, going into the World Cup. But do you prefer flying under the radar or do you like being in the spotlight?
Under the radar.
Yeah.
Under the radar, says Fumi. Well, that's not happening anymore. So. And what about you, Hallie? Because, like I say, this season, I think, has really been standout for you.
Yeah, I would say under the radar as well. Yeah, you don't want everyone to know your strengths so that when you do go on court, you just kind of surprise them.
Yeah. Let's hope that Australia, you know, crumble under the pressure of everyone expecting them to do really, really well. On that, who are the big opponents that you, let's say, most want to come up against as opposed to don't want to come up against? Who do you want to face out on court? Go on, Fumi.
For me, it will just have to be Australia again. Like, obviously, they are currently first in the world, so going up against them would be amazing, I guess. Who would I want to go against most?
Who do you like to run out against and say, yeah, I'll give them a go?
Actually, I know I said Australia's the best, but I actually want to go against Jeanille Fowler again. See if I can check, because she is this gigantic, like, she is so big, she's so strong, and I feel like she's a big opponent that one would aim for.
Yeah, I mean, that is a contest, isn't it? Well done for saying, yeah, I'll take on the best in the world. What about you, Hallie? Is it the same?
Yeah, I would say the same. She's literally like one of the best shooters in the world, and she's so tall. And I think just being able to go back and be like, yeah, I've played against Jeanille Fowler. I can add that to my CV, tick that off. Yeah, definitely Jeanille.
Good stuff. Well, you know, we can't wait to watch you. And I think something that's really coming through in the Roses this time is this sense of friendship that we mentioned. How do you think that your friendship has helped you prepare for this World Cup? Hallie, go on.
I think, like, I've never been on an international, like, tour or to another country for sports with Olivia and Fumi. And I think that's why this World Cup's just 10 times, 100 times more special, because firstly, it's a big moment. We've all gone through so much this year, and being able to celebrate this win because of the journey we've gone through, it's so, so important. And then as well, just with the Roses group that are going, we're actually a really close bunch. Like, a lot of them is in my under 21s, under 19s junior team, and then also playing with people who I've played or like played in different teams with. So it just makes that a lot better as well, like the fact that we're all going to South Africa together and basically just trying to play our hearts out there.
And Fumi, what's the best piece of advice you've been given ahead of the World Cup?
I think just take it all in and do the best you can. Like, it is our first ever World Cup. Yes, there's people expecting things from us, but you know what? We can just play our own game, do what we need to do, focus on the present, basically. Don't think too far ahead, just take it game by game, match by match, day by day.
And you know what? That's such good advice for life as well, isn't it? I like it. And let's talk about life, because we've talked about the pressure of the World Cup. What do you do to relax? What do you enjoy doing together?
going on holidays if we can.
Yeah. Going out to eat. Oh, my days. We go out to eat so much. I've actually realised that we spend so much money on food. It's crazy. Yeah, we'd say food.
I spoke to Chelsea about this when we were recording, because I was sort of thinking, oh, it's the World Cup and they'll be on a very strict nutrition diet and everything they had to do. And that wasn't necessarily the case. Obviously, she's a very pro athlete and she's eating all the right things and training. But Hallie, you're shaking your head. Like, where are you going to eat?
Well, I go, like, for example, Wagga's, TGI's, Nando's. Like, you go to the places where are not, like, super healthy, but they're healthy. So you can get something healthy from there. So, like, chicken. When we get chicken, I'm like, yeah, that's protein.
Nando's is totally protein. That's fine.
So, you know, we eat healthy, but at places that aren't extremely healthy.
Okay. There's hope for all of us there. The final thing that I want to do with you ladies, because we've had this thread of friendship all the way through, is to see how well you actually know each other. And, you know, who'd call what for who in the group. And I'm going to include Liv in this. Who is the best cook?
Hallie. Remember one of my first camps?
Oh, that's nice.
She made a little meal for me because I do not know how to cook. So it was simple, but it tasted so good. And I was like, you know what, Hallie, you're cooking for me from now on. I'll wash dishes.
Nice. Who's the mum of the group?
Hallie.
Yeah.
Hallie. Yeah, totally. She was the one on the phone, like checking everybody was where they needed to be or not, as it were. Who is in charge of the remote? So if you're hanging out together and you're watching a bit of TV, who's in charge of the remote?
Liv,
yeah.
I think music and TV, stuff like that, she's on it, yeah.
Definitely.
Who takes the longest to get ready if you're going out?
For me, straight away. For me. Yeah.
A little bit.
She's always like, so when we were in Spain, when we went out, me and Liv were all ready. And then for me, it's like, I'll be 10 seconds. 10 seconds turned into 10 minutes. Like, for me, we've got to go.
That's hilarious. You've been on holiday together and this one's for camp. Who snores?
All of us.
For me. No, I don't snore.
Snore, girl.
Oh, no.
Me and Liv look at each other like...
I only snore when I'm really tired. So it'll be like a quick... And then I'll wake myself up.
And I snore when I have hay fever, so my nose is blocked and I literally can't breathe, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's winter out in South Africa, so hopefully that'll be all right. Who's got the worst habit and what is it?
Ooh.
Hallie, the way she walks...
What?
Me and Liv always know that she has like a certain type of walk. You have to actually wash it to see. And it's like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like back arch, little shake, a little shoulder. It's hard to describe, but she has a walk.
Okay, a little bit of a shimmy. I'll have to watch for that next time she's coming out onto court. We'll take a look. That's interesting. And if you could say one thing to each other ahead of the World Cup, what would it be?
I'd say to, for me, that you're just extremely special and I cannot wait to just see you. Oh, we can't swear on this, but I can't wait for you to do your best and basically show up to the world why you are one of the best netballers in the world.
That's lovely. And what about you, Fumi?
I'll say take every opportunity to get Hallie. Like, you've worked so hard to get here. Like, you've been through a hell of a journey, but look at where you are now. And you should be so, so proud of yourself. We're so proud of you. And you know what? No matter what happens, we know you're going to have our backs, so we're going to have yours. And Let's go get the World Cup.
Oh, well, you've got me there, girls. You got me. So, you know, you must have got each other as well. Look, thank you so much for talking to me on the podcast. You've just been brilliant and you've given us so much insight. Best of luck in South Africa. We will be cheering you on in every single game. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, there you go. Two best friends heading off to their first World Cup together. And as we get closer to the tournament, you can keep up to date with the latest team news on England Netball socials, as well as the website. And if you'd like to know more about netball, about injury and women's health in general, head to netballher.co.uk. There's stuff on there about nutrition and sports bras and so much more. Honestly, it's really, really interesting. Don't forget to give us a follow wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss a moment. And of course, you can catch up on series one of the pod and look forward to more exclusive interviews coming your way. Until then, I'll see you courtside.